and I took the okay. Wow. We are who would have thought 2020 would start off, well, mid-start like this, because January, February, early March was cool, and then by the second week of March, that's when shit got real, real fast. But yeah, I took a 2-month hiatus, just being in the thick of this whole quarantine thing and COVID stuff. Everything's just been, it's just been wild, man. And I've been underwhelmed and overwhelmed. It's going to be a lot to talk about, you guys. I am going to do my best. I'm not going to promise you guys anything, but I am going to do my best with pushing out these episodes, podcasts, because I was really enjoying my 2-month hiatus. But I know people are interested in these podcasts. They enjoy hearing them and stuff. And I enjoy going back and listening to them too, you know, eventually. Excuse me, sorry guys. But yeah, I was like, dang, man, look at me being responsible and having a routine and stuff. As a fellow Gemini, I dislike routines, and I am all over the place. I get like a spurt of just like, if I'm gonna do it, I'm gonna do it now. If I don't wanna do it, I'm not gonna do it. Like that whole thing. So it's just going through that type of like emotion all the time with myself and with projects or with watching a film or watching a show and all this other stuff, you know what I mean? So it's just, I want to do it at my own time. I don't want someone to tell me when I need to do this, you need to do this at this time, that whole thing. So yeah, and I know people are wondering, like, what about acting? Like, you gotta send that in. Like, yeah, I definitely gotta send that in, because that's something I definitely want to be more have a routine with, have a be disciplined, be more disciplined in that, you know, field. Sorry, hold on, you guys. Actually, we're gonna take a break right here. Saying, coronavirus is here, and you know, it's just been rough for everyone going through this, you know, and just having to just witness things, not like people just like falling out and stuff, but just witness a city like New York City at a standstill, like barely anyone is out, like, you know what I mean? I mean, people are at parks and, you know, biking and running, and they're still like, it's, New York still has its like flavor, its juice, but it's not the same, you know. It's just wild. Like, so used to seeing so many people, like, you know, at Times Square or Port Authority or, you know, different like streets and whatever, where it's just like so packed, people are moving, it's just like it's live, you know what I mean? Now it's just like it's barely anyone there. It's just like it's a couple people, maybe like 20-30 people, you know, spread out or whatever, and having the streets basically be bare. There's like cars here and there and people biking and delivery people and all this stuff, but it's just different, you know. It's definitely different. What I do enjoy, though, is like when I go to the park, I can see the liveness and the energy from people, because that's what we need. That's definitely what we need. And I realize, like, being in quarantine and being in self-isolation, I realize how much we need each other. We need each other to make the world go around. And yeah, that's what we definitely need. me. I have been underwhelmed and overwhelmed with everything, with myself, with my career, just with everything. And just like, I'm just so tired of just being, I just want things to open up and, you know, and to just, for us to just be and just enjoy each other and festivals and stuff. But I just know things are different, and I have to just adjust to this newness of what is happening, you know. And yeah, and social media is like, I feel like social media is a pro and con right now. They're not helping with these damn stories, you know. And then also people creating stories, especially like conspiracy theorists, right? They're like having a ball during this time because they're saying like, oh, coronavirus is caused by the 5G towers and all this other stuff. And, you know, all kinds of wild titles and shit. And people are like, you know, eating it up because they're not even fact checking it. They're just going off of what social media is saying, like Instagram. And so people, everyone, their mama is a journalist now. Everyone, their mama is a doctor now. Everyone, their mama, like, just has a source. And it's like, some of this shit is not real. Like, they're just creating these false damn stories, you know. And of course, I don't believe everything I see on the internet or also what the government says. Like, you just have to have, like, you have to have a middle ground. And you have to realize, okay, when am I taking it to the extreme? You know what I mean? Because there's, like, a lot of things. There's, like, people saying, like, oh, there's just a lot of stories about, like, Bill Gates and vaccination and all this stuff. It's, like, at this point, I just want to just be with myself, just be happy, and just enjoy life. I don't want to go too much into these damn stories, because this is, like, you're constantly researching, right? And then it's, like, damn, I'm low-key, like, I'm too deep in it. Like, when are you gonna realize that you're gonna, I think the joy is gonna, you know, erase from just researching all this shit and all that, you know what I mean? Now, it is good to know certain things, like, yeah, like to be ahead of the curve, you know. But then also you have to find a balance of just finding your joy and being able to live life. Like, that's the challenging part. Knowing what you know, how are you able to still find joy in life? You know what I mean? So, yeah. It's a lot. It's a lot, you guys. Just, you know, really hug yourself during these times. Really appreciate yourself and others. If you're living with someone, you know, I know it's hard for people who are living with someone, who is disrespectful, abusive in all ways, or just in some ways. Like, I am praying for you. I'm definitely sending my love and light to you, and for the people, and for the little ones who are in this type of, like, household, in this type of area where they don't feel safe. I really, like, you know, and thinking about them as well, and the people who don't know where the money is going to be coming from, because everything is just, it's just wild, you know. So I think, to me, in my opinion, I think we have to figure out a way how to live with it, you know. And every media source, like these New York Times and New Yorker, everything is about coronavirus every damn day. And it's like, Jesus Christ, when are you guys gonna pick a new topic? My gosh, we get it, you know. And they're saying stuff about, like, they don't know if they could, you know, end this virus. Like, at the end of the day, no virus is not, like, how can you say it? No virus has ended. Like, the flu is still around. HIV, all these STDs are still around. We just have to learn how to live with it, you know. So, at the end of the day, I think the media and these articles and stuff, they want to instill fear. And fear, you know, reduces our immune system, you know, and that's how you get sick. So I think at this point, we just have to realize, like, hey, we're gonna have to live with this, and we're just gonna have to live life figuring out ways to be healthier and smarter and be kinder, like, not be ignorant, you know what I mean? And realize that, hey, some bacteria we do need to have in order for us to live. You know, all bacteria is not bad, but I think we just have to go at it in a way where we are smarter, kinder, and being able to adjust, because we're going to have to adjust to this new lifestyle. I mean, we already are, but everyone, like, just relax, you know, just take a breather. It's okay. It's okay. If you see people out at the mall, like, there's this guy, for example, I saw it was on, like, Hollywood Unlock Instagram page or whatever. They just hyped it up. It, basically, now this always shows, like, stories where it's just, like, shocking or, like, stuff that are great news and all that stuff. But this video is just like, they put shocking over it. It's just like, how is it shocking? Like, it's people at the mall. If it's open, people are gonna go there, you know. But basically no one was wearing, like, gloves or mask at the mall, and there was, like, no type of, like, 6 feet happening. But it's just like, when it was like, people were just overhyping it, and the guy recorded it was just like, bro, no one's, he's all like, no one's wearing a mask. I'm like, dude, you're there, so why are you, like, recording this? Like, it's ridiculous. At the end of the day, like, do what you need to do and stay safe and don't harm others. Now, I would like that they had wore a mask at least, or at least have it over their chin or over their mouth, but they were saying that they didn't have any masks. But they overhyped that story, and a Texas governor doesn't care. Like, he's opening stuff up. But yeah, I mean, that's my opinion on that. Anywho, get out of this topic. Where meanwhile, like, all of our life is, like, related to this stuff. But yeah, so I've been underwhelmed and overwhelmed with myself, with everything, and just my career. You know, I just have, like, some days I'm like, yeah, I just want to get stuff done, you know, I want to do a workout, and then some days I'm not like that. I'm just like, you know what, I just want to be vibrant. I just want to be vibrant, and it's okay. Don't tell yourself that you're like, oh, I'm a slob or I'm lazy. No, you're not. You're just vibing. Do you not see what's going on in the world? Just enjoy that you are healthy, you're breathing, you know, you have food in your tummy, you have a roof over your head. It is okay. Like, shoot, you don't have to, like, be a productivity type of, like, rat or something. No, I don't want to use that word. Like, so dang, like, feeling guilty that you're not productive all the time. It is totally all fine, you know, and social media doesn't help. And all these dang emails that we're getting, like, do this, do this, do this, do this. It's just like, Jesus Christ, can I just be? Why do I need to do something right now? Why can't I just be, you know? So, I think we need to just go within ourselves and just relax and just be. And it's totally fine. Like, you know, I'm guilty on, like, if someone asks me, like, oh, what'd you do today? Like, oh, yeah, I did this and this and this. And then majority of it, like, I didn't even do. I'm just, like, saying this stuff just to make myself look good on all the stuff that I did. But it's just like, you know what? I just vibe today. I was just with myself, just enjoying my company. Enjoying your company, hanging out with yourself is, like, so fun, you know? It is so fun. I enjoy hanging out with myself and just being with myself and doing what I want to do, you know? Shit, if I don't want to eat healthy today, look at me. If I don't want to eat healthy today, that is okay. Like, who's the judge? At the end of the day, if you're happy, if you want to do what you want to do, do what you want to do, man. That's definitely what I've learned in my life been in here. Like, I've been eating healthy and stuff like that. And eating healthy doesn't have to be like, oh, I'm just eating, like, vegetables or fruit. Like, no, it's just like, there's other things to eating healthy as well. And I'm not vegan or vegetarian or pescatarian. anything like that, but I just have my moderation. You know, I'm stooling regularly, so I'm healthy. I'm eating great, like, foods, like avocado. I love me some avocado. I can eat avocado from, like, just from cutting it and just eating it. I know people want to season it up and all that. Not me. I can eat it by itself. But, yeah, so that's just something that I enjoy, like, doing. Just love yourselves during this time, you guys, because it's a very intense time, and it is okay if you're not doing what other people are doing right now. Like, everyone has, like, a set list, a routine, like, every day. This is my morning routine, my night routine, my da-da-da-da-da. But it's like, and then you have the people who are recording, like, oh, this is my morning routine. But it's like, that's only one day. Sometimes you just don't feel like doing it, and that's totally fine. I think people are seeing these things, it's like, oh, man, they're active all every day they're active every day. It's like, it is okay to not be active. It is okay to just be in the moment and just vibe with yourself and not just be so productive, because it's like you're basically busying yourself. If you're busying yourself for no reason, then that's, I think it's kind of like, it's not good. And, you know, and I understand that you want to feel better, but it's like, if you're busying yourself for no reason at all, just to be like, oh yeah, I'm busying myself, giving myself things to do, it's like, for what? What is the intention on doing that? You know, have some intention. I'm telling this to you guys, and I'm telling it to myself. So, yeah. So, off of that rant, I just be all over the place, you guys. Gemini thing is a Gemini thing. But yeah, so I've just been underwhelmed with, you know, with doing auditions and not in a mood to do auditions, and then not having enough auditions, and just realized, like, man, because I told myself, like, yeah, I want to book, like, at least 4 projects for April. It didn't happen, you guys, honestly. Some projects, you know, they got pushed back, got canceled, you know, because of the whole COVID thing, and they just have to take measures into their own arms and, you know, take precautions. So, yeah, so I'm just enjoying the moment of just being with myself and not taking myself so serious and not being so down on, like, if I'm booking anything. It's, you know, stuff is paused on where the career I'm coming from too, like what film, TV, and theater too. Like, there's some things happening, but it's just things are kind of slow or things are kind of rushed. So I just have to go with the flow and just understand that I'm in a, like, I don't know if I want to count this year as just, like, moving, I don't know, you know, because it was like, dang, in 2020, I want my career to be at this level, but, like, should I count this year as it? I don't know, I'm going through that process, you guys. But yeah, so, and then you have, so I have been having self-tapes and auditions. Self-tapes are auditions. They're just basically mobile auditions, virtual auditions you send to the casting director/director or whatever. So they can see, like, your talent or whatever like that. So there are some commercials where they want you to do the most. Like, I'm like, who do they think some of these actors are? Like, you know, don't get me wrong, actors do have houses, have a bigger space, have hardwood, all that stuff. But some commercials are like, you need to have a DP, you need to have camera, you need to have sound equipment. I'm like, what the heck? Why do I need to have that? I have my phone, my laptop, a tripod, I have a mic on my phone. Like, why do I, they want you to have the most during this time where it's just like, they're not even being considerate of, like, all the actors. Like, all of us don't live with people, you know, not all of us, but some of us don't live with people. Some of us don't have someone to help us with, you know, auditions or just be available all the time. Or some of us don't have hardwood floors or a space to be able to skateboard. This is, I kid you not, they were like, oh, can you show us a video of you skateboarding in your house from the bedroom to the kitchen? I'm like, what? You know, to skateboard in a place like that. So, and they don't want anything outside. They want, like, you in the house. Now, I know people are like, oh, you could have went to, like, the park. And no, they want it in the house. So, like, I know what I'm doing, you guys. But, yeah, some of these things, like, they are just being inconsiderate, in my opinion, on, like, things they wanted us to do, like skateboard in the house, have sound equipment, have a DP, have an actual camera, like not a phone, but an actual camera. Like, what? So it's like, I can't, like, you know what I mean? Like, some of us, we don't have that, and we're not, you know, financially, we're doing the best we can, but we're not gonna get these things. You know, because it's just like right now, we're thinking about a roof over our head and food and making sure we're staying healthy and well. You know, at this, like, we're not worried about that right now. So I think some things like that, it just really, like, what the heck is happening? You know what I mean? So it was wild. Just seeing, and some of these, like, are really, like, commercial breakdowns. It's like, what? Who really thought about this and thought it was a great idea to send out? But yeah, so that, and, you know, other, like, things I'm getting for auditions, and some of them are great, and then some of them I'm just like, eh, I don't know. Sometimes I'm just like, I don't know if I want to do this, you know? So, but yeah, so things have been, cool, I guess you can say. My career, I'm just going with the flow and not taking it too serious because of everything that's happening, and whatnot. So I can't be so hard on myself. It's challenging, but you know, it is what it is. But yeah, what was it, last time I spoke to you guys, I was like, yeah, I'm dating. I'm not, you guys, I'm not anymore. I am not anymore. Wow, I have been single for 2 years and some change, and man, I have been on these dating apps. Now, I have had moments of just, like, deleting them and then starting one over in a couple of days or whatever, or in a couple of weeks or a month or 2 months or whatever. I don't know, like, recently I was on, like, Hinge, and this beautiful woman, she was so gorgeous, I'm not gonna say her name, but she, so how Hinge works, let me break it down how Hinge works. So Hinge works similar to Tinder, but basically you could comment on a person's photo or what they say, like, you know, a fun thing about them, or like these, like, fun prompts, so you could comment on that. So this person commented on, like, my photo. She said something about, like, my hair, and I was like, oh, thank you. And I was like, oh, you're beautiful yourself. And I think I said, how are you? And then she eventually replied, and she was like, oh, I'm great, thank you. And I had asked her, I was like, oh, I read in your profile, basically, like, your playlist, so I'm looking forward to hearing your, like, something, like, witty or whatever like that, nothing too wild or crazy, like, something dealing with playlists. And then she didn't respond, like, it took, yeah, she didn't respond, and then she just, I guess, deleted her Hinge or just unmatched me. So I'm like, what the hell is going on? It's so weird. I'm like, what the heck? First of all, you respond, like, you hit me up first. So I'm just like, what? So it's confusing right now in a damn dating scene, and the fact that I have to go through this and other people, man, I feel for all of us, because we're dealing with people who are confusing, who are flaky, who are, I don't know. Also, what I've dealt with too, I don't know if you guys dealt with this as well. So when you're on the, you know, the dating app, right, and the conversation's going smooth or whatever, and then you get a, eventually they give you your number, they give you their number, or you give them your number. So I barely give out my number, and I basically, not to brag, but I'm always getting the other woman's number first. So, or if I actually initiate, like, hey, let's take this over to the message board, you know, to iMessage or whatever you're comfortable with, like IGDM, you know what I mean? So for some reason, when we go to that next level, it seems to, the connection seems to, diminish, you know, it's not the same energy as if it was on the dating app, like the fun, witty type of vibe, like, not that that person has to message you basically every day, but when we are messaging each other, it's dope, it's a vibe, but when we get each other's numbers or on IG, that's when it starts to get very flakish, you know, the energy starts to get very interesting, and like, very like, okay, this is not going, this isn't going anywhere, so let's end this, you know, it could be from my end, from their end, and for both of our ends, it's like, you know, if I'm the type of person, if you're not giving me the same energy, I'm not about to go all out for you, I'm not about to go like 90, and you going 10, you know what I mean, it needs to be the same, meet me halfway, just like you want me to meet you halfway. So I don't know, I despise that. It's so annoying that we do that as like people, like we have this thing of playing like this cat and mouse game of just like, oh, I shouldn't respond quickly because they're gonna think this or whatever. It's just like, so what if you got a message them back at the end of the day, but you know, don't leave them hanging. I'm talking to myself there because I do have a history of doing that as well. But I've noticed though, like when we get each other's numbers, like the energy just seems to dwindle down and become very, like, not interested. I don't know why. It's very interesting. It's just like, oh, you just have this number just to like brag about like you having this person's number and you're just hitting me up just because you're bored or whatever like that. You're not really interested in hitting me up. So it's like, what's the whole point of getting my number? Nothing. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't like when girls do that. It's so annoying. It's just like, girl, you're not the best thing since sliced bread. Get over yourself. Like, I get it. Like, you know, we're all busy. But at the end of the day, you make time for who you want to make time for. So, and then also, like, if you're giving me whack energy, I'm not going to give you the same. Like, I'm going to give you the same. Like, you know what I mean? And also with the percentage. If you're barely giving me any type of percent, I'm not about to pay you any mind. I'm not about to pay you any mind at all whatsoever. Because it's like, what's the whole point of you getting my number? Like, what was the whole point of this? You know? So, that's that. Dating is hard. At the end of the day, you guys, dating is hard. And I don't know, I'm gonna be single for a long time, I guess. We'll see if I get me a boo. We will see, but yeah, it is, it's something. And then also, look at me, and then what I'm doing now. But yeah, and also, you guys, if you guys are, I'm gonna just say a tip, give you guys a tip. If you guys are talking to someone who just recently broke up with their ex between a 3 month, between 1 week, well, actually 1 day up to like maybe 3 or 4, 5, 6 months, go ahead and end that, because that person is going to constantly go back and forth between their ex and what they want to do. Because I've done it too, like, just like, oh, you know, when you're done with a person, with your ex, you still got kind of going through like a trial phase of just like, if you guys want to figure this out, or you guys are figuring it out, if you guys actually want to get back together or not. So I don't suggest, it's definitely bit me in the butt on like talking to someone who definitely ended something like months prior or whatever like that. So it's not cool. It's cool to hang out with, but don't expect anything serious with that person, because you're still going through the feelings of getting over that person and all that stuff. So it's just hard out here, man, dating and just anything. Just finding someone who was dope, witty, not boring, not flaky, a woman of her word, not acting different when they're like around people type of thing, or just also not all over the place. Like, I just like when people are just all over, especially like, I remember a while back I had to FaceTime this one girl, and she was just like all over the place. I was like, yeah, this is, it's not gonna go anywhere. So I decided to end that. But just not over the, all over the place, just, you know, stand grounded in yourself. You know, don't be lost all the time. But yeah, so it's been challenging to just find someone who is just like non-flaky, beautiful, witty, what they say in the UK, got good banter. Good banter just about something, and also like, yeah, you know what I mean? So it's been challenging. Also, like, they have morals and all that jazz, so it's been challenging. I'm gonna take you guys on this ride, but right now it's just been obsolete, y'all. It's been obsolete. You know, I've been chatting with a couple people on like these apps or whatever, but I don't know, it's just taking it super slow and just vibing with the energy. But yeah, y'all, it's hard out here. Pray for me. But yeah, so that's that on that. I remember, so in the past I used to do this thing where I do like a corny joke and a fact of the day. So let's see, actually that used to be my thing, so let's try to find a fact of the day. I've been getting cool facts. I still have the fact of the day. Okay, here we go. This is the fact of the day, y'all. The surface of the earth is about 60% water and 10% ice. And also on the fact of the day, like the fact app, you could dislike the fact. Like, why do you want to dislike the fact? Okay, here we go. There are 22 stars in the Paramount Studios logo. What? Okay, this one's a cool fact. A Boeing 767 airliner is made of 3,100,000 separate parts. That is cool. Bob Dylan's real name is Robert Zimmerman. Wow, interesting. The largest NFL stadium is the Pontiac Silverdome in Detroit, Michigan. Ooh, the Australian $5 to $100 notes are made of plastic. That's cool. Okay, that's enough of the facts. Yeah, these facts are really interesting. I'm just like, oh, I love learning new things, you know. Yeah, that's super fun. All right, you guys, we're going to be closing it up. But as always, you guys, I will work on not going hiatus and bring you every week or every other week an episode. I love you guys. I appreciate y'all. So until then, next time, bye.